Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh boy, look at this, Bob. Intern Dom sent me the story that he wrote on you from May 19th, 2020, from the Shaler Oracle. That's the Shaler Area High School newspaper. KDKA's Bob Pompiani shares stories and insights from a life in broadcasting. You ready for the lead, Bob? Limits, you ready for this?
I'm excited.
It has become clear to me, intern Dom writes, why Pittsburghers love Bob Pompiani almost as much as they love Primanti's and the colors black and yellow. He is a lifetime Pittsburgher. He attended Hopewell High School and then attended Point Park University. Pompiani has been working as a sports anchor at KDKA for over 30 years and in 2015 was inducted into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. He is also a member of the Tri-State PGA Golf Hall of Fame. I didn't know that, Bob. As well as the Beaver County Hall of Fame.
Not because of my playing, I can tell you that.
He just keeps going on. His first question is, how have you and your family been doing in these times? I guess this was during COVID, correct?
Yes.
This is amazing.
Well, that's enough. You don't need to read anymore.
Oh, it's a huge Q&A. Wow.
He included a picture of you that he didn't credit to anybody. He probably stole it of Bob with Crosby.
Yeah, this is great. It says Penguins captain Sidney Crosby and Bob Pompiani.
This is incredible, Bob. Question. It was a Q&A from intern Dom. You ready for this? What are some of the worst interviews you've ever done? Bob. Bob, Lawrence Taylor. I got thrown out of a Giants locker room because of a line of questioning that I thought was fair, but he took exception to. What did you ask him, Bob?
Well, it was, first of all, I didn't realize it was, he had specific days that he talked. And when I was there, that wasn't one of them. That's where it got off to a bad start. And all I said was, hey, Lawrence, I just want to get your thoughts about the Steelers offensive line. And he got really agitated at me, and I said, look, it's just a question. You don't have to answer it. If you don't want to answer, just move on. He goes, why don't you move on? And then I moved on because he's bigger than me, and I know self-preservation.
Lawrence Taylor?
There's a picture of Bob with Ben in here, too.
All right. No one wants to hear this.
I do.
No, you don't. Just move on. What were we talking about? I've supposed to talk about a pirate issue.
I've learned from this story that Bob is a Golden State Warriors fan.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know he shared that, Bob.
Oh, of course. I love Steph Curry. I think Steph Curry is one of the reasons why I was so passionate about the NBA. I love players like that.
Bob, he said that he got to know Steve Kerr a little bit at various golf
Bob,
outings.
What are you keeping all this stuff from us before? I talk about the Warriors every day. You didn't tell me you played golf with Steve Kerr.
I didn't play golf. I met with him. Oh. And he was at golf tournaments where we were at the same place. And he's a very nice man. I like talking to him.
This thing goes on forever. This dude asked you 50 questions. My God.
Well, I get a lot of it. I'm sure you do too, Joe. And I like responding because I know.
Well, this was great. It was nice of you to do.
That, you know, have that. And I'm flattered that they chose me to do it. And I'm sure you feel the same. So you don't have to read anymore, though. Let's move on.
Are you confident? Okay. Good stuff. And who would have thought it came all the way around to Dom taking a couple of unsolicited shots at you and me pointing it out and him saying this.
I didn't insult Bob.
Oh, my God.
The guy at Shaler I talked to said the last thing you would have thought of intern Dom at Shaler was that he would be a hot take guy someday. But here he is, Bob. Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's come out of his shell.
Lovable little guy, isn't he?
Yes.
All right.
Austin has a look on his face.
He's come out of his Donnie shell, Bob.
Okay. Jeff Passan. We touched on this earlier. If this came out of, some sort of, and I do like some of the Pirates blogs, by the way, so there's a reflexive compulsion to say if it came out of a blog, but that's not the right thing to say. If it came from somebody else, from another place other than Jeff Passan, I would just laugh at this. But he wrote that it's going to be a big spending offseason in Major League Baseball despite pending labor unrest, okay? And he got that strong impression from the GM meetings, and we know it will be because owners can't resist. Everybody wants to win. And he said then that nowhere is this idea of big spending, I'm filling in the blank there, nowhere is this clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. What? Then he goes on to say the biggest deal they've ever offered free agent, 3 years, $39 million to Liriano. And they're consistently a bottom five payroll team. And yet they were primed to spend more than twice that on Josh Naylor. So $80 million, at least $80 million on him. And they're considering other possibilities to supplement Skeens. And among those, according to Passan, Kyle Blanking Schwarber, who's going to be getting $150 million at least, and prized Japanese prospect Munetaka Murakami, 25-year-old lefty, with, quote, top-of-the-scale raw power.
Can you imagine the moon shots for Munetaka?
Oh, and as high a ceiling as any free agent, domestic or international. So what are we to make of this, Bob? What are we to make of this? And he also says, I might add, that Connor Griffin, it's a pretty good bet that he could start the team here in Pittsburgh. And he finishes by saying the mere thought of pushing Griffin to team up with a fresh batch of free agent bats and a front of the line rotation is tantalizing enough to make the Pirates a team to watch this winter. You could knock me over with a feather. And the thing is, as I mentioned earlier, he has shredded the Pirates at every turn. At every turn. So I know he's not
just... We're not spending.
Yes. So I think he's the best in the business. I think he's a reporter of high integrity. There's no way he attaches his name to this if he doesn't believe it. That doesn't mean I think it'll happen, but I'm just saying I'm just blown away by this. You?
Yes, in a way, but I've heard these things before, but you're right.
You have? When? When have you heard the Pirates were going to be in on one of the prize free agents?
And I'm sure it was leaked by them to a media source that presented it. But because it's him, I do give it more credibility, of course. But again, I'm still show me before I believe anything. I need to see it. If they're willing to spend, long overdue, should spend. They make enough money every year. I don't care what any report says that they're not making money. They're making money. They're making a lot of money. That's my belief. So therefore, you have to reinvest in your product. You can say what you want about the Dodgers, but they reinvest in their product. You can say a lot about the Yankees, but they reinvest in the product. Sure, they make a lot more money, but they spend it on their product. And I think all teams should be required to spend it on their product. So, yeah, they need help. If they don't recognize that Paul Skeens is only going to be here for a few more years because they're never going to meet his demand for money, then why even have this? Why
do you think they're going to spend? You said you don't even think they'll get the payroll to $100 million. So
I'm hoping they do, but I don't think they will.
You don't think they will.
Again, I'm in a show me before I believe it category.
It doesn't take much to get to $100, only $11 million more. My fear is that they'll take the money they've already gotten rid of in Key Brian Hayes and others and just replace that and come back to the mid to high 80s again. I have to believe, and that maybe this story is making me believe, they'll at least bump it up. They ain't getting Kyle Schwarber or the prospect from Japan. They're not. I don't think.
Well, let me
obviously
ask you,
you don't either.
You threw out $150 million. That's $30 million a year for 5 years. Yeah. Let's say he's 32.
Right.
I think that's something they could do if they want to.
Absolutely.
So do it.
So do it. But we don't think
if
they will.
If they did it, boy, it would create quite a buzz. Him being a leadoff batter as your designated hitter, and you want a designated hitter to have these kinds of numbers? Absolutely.
How about him being your leadoff hitter followed by Connor Griffin at the top of the order?
Or have Connor Griffin first and him second.
Holy ostrich
and then you
milk.
Put, and I think that would bring out the best in Cruz and Reynolds, and it has a trickle-down
effect.
Down
the line. And then bring in, you know, see, this gets us all dreaming, which
well,
is a dangerous
problem.
Thing to
it
do.
It is. It's up to them to make it happen. They know that. They should know that.
And my fear, Bob... My fear is that they're going to be the winners. In fact, I saw one blogger that I like, and now I can't remember his name. Is the North Shore Nine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, those guys do a good job.
They have the Pirates lined up with a banner that reads something like, "Almost got Josh Naylor."
Yeah, there might be a couple of those banners saying
like
the Raptors
that.
Well,
year,
listen,
Bob.
If they legitimately were in Josh Naylor, why not go an extra $10 million?
If they've got $80 million to spend on one player, if that's true, my fear again is that they knew what the parameters were there. They knew what he was ultimately going to go for, and they put in that $80 million offer knowing it was going to lose and hoping it would get out there. That's my fear, is that magically they're going to come just short.
Right. It's just
they're
like,
just going to miss on
it's
Schwarber.
Like if you go to an auction and you're bidding against somebody, you know you have a limit to where you're going to go, even though you might really like the item that's up for bids.
Yeah,
and you know that this guy over here is going to outspend you. You know it,
right?
But you're playing the game. I'll raise my hand. Yeah, 400. Yeah, he goes 6. I go 7. He goes 8. I go 9. I know I'm not going above 9.
Right.
And you knew he would.
You knew he would.
So you make a good attempt.
You made a great attempt, Bob.
Yes.
Raise a banner.
I'm so disappointed.
Right. Limits. Where do you stand on this?
Well, so I think about it from a couple of different perspectives. The Schwarber thing I don't think is actually going to happen, but I do find it relatively interesting that Passan does include it in that. If I were them, the first thing on my mind would be to sign Connor Griffin to a long-term extension. I think that's the one thing that we haven't talked about enough is the Griffin portion of this. Like, obviously, it's great to talk about the free agents, and we're kind of holding our breath on some of it, but they've shown in the past that they have signed guys, young guys, to extensions. Do what the Brewers did with Jackson Chourio. Sign him before he even makes his debut. Like, he is one of those guys, like Skeens was before he came
up.
Okay,
what would that number be?
I would offer him 10 and 150. Now, you would obviously start it off small at the very start of the contract, like a million,
so you would
build
have
up to
an
two,
opt out
build
at
up
some
to
point.
Five. I would make it so that you would have like a player option or a team option. That's how they built a lot of these contracts.
Man.
Like the Reynolds contract has a team option at the very end of it. Hayes has had the same. Make it that way. That
listen
should be your first priority.
Listen to what he writes about him, Bob. And again, I think Passan is the best in the business. I really
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Expect this guy.
As do I.
Strongly considering giving Griffin, a shot or the job out of spring training. He says 6'4", 225, wowed scouts by hitting .333 with an OPS over 900, 21 homers, 65 stolen bases in his first pro season. The internal models for multiple teams have, quote, off the charts projections for Griffin, who has also dabbled in center field. He said it's a complicated decision because of all the labor crap that's going to happen. The last teenage position player to debut in the big leagues was Juan Soto in 2018.
Yep, for Washington, yep.
So, man, it's exciting to think about, I would imagine, if you're a Pirate fan. And yet, Bob, I can't help but wondering if everybody's being set up to have their hearts crushed even worse this time.
Yeah, I don't think people are willing to just have their hearts. They're willing to be very angry, more angry than they are right now. Again, it's logical to get a generational player and try to build around him when he's especially making less than $1 million a year.
Yeah,
that doesn't make that makes it so affordable to do. Sure, you're going to go out your comfort zone a little bit, but so be it. How about money you're going to make on the other end of it? How about if it's successful? How about if they get to a wild card?
Okay.
At the very least,
yes. Well, let me run some names by you guys, because I had written, I don't know, maybe a month ago, you know, forget about Schwarber and the $150 million and above guys, although I don't think they should. I just don't think that's going to happen. There's tons of affordable hitters out there, tons of them. So let me just mention, what about trading for Jaron Duran out in Boston, who's controllable for through 2028 and who's coming off, you know, some pretty good, a good season. What about
1,000%? I would do that.
Yeah. What would you give up?
Mitch Keller
for Duran.
How about if they want more?
They give them a prospect pitcher. They can have more.
How about if they want Bubba Chandler?
Then you tell them no.
How about Joe? Of course, not him. Not for that anyway. Joe Adell, Jim Bowden of The Athletic mentioned him as a Pirate target. 37 home runs last season, team control for 2 more years. Yes.
Sure.
He ain't going to be 100.
Bats. I just want bats.
How about Brandon Lau? 31 home runs, could be on the move from Tampa. Huh?
Yeah. I already have someone here with the Schwarber thing on Twitter coming back saying, you're not going to be happy with his .204 batting average. This is in response to Schwarber.
God.
I said, yes, I would be.
Yeah, I'll be happy with his 54 homers.
I'll take whatever. If he bats 120 but hits 50 home runs, I'll take it.
How about Luis Arias? Two-time? Is he a two or three to two-time batting champion, could be had for $15 million annually on a two-year deal.
I'd be all for it. Be all for it. Have him hit right at the top of the order. One or a two hitter.
The Pirates haven't signed a multi-year free agent since Mulzy had hair. It's time. What's going on with Alonso? What's his situation?
He's a free agent. I would take him in a heartbeat, too. I'd put him in. I said this last year when the asking price was, I thought, very reasonable. What did he make last year, Austin? You looked at
it? It was $27
million a year.
Right around there.
I mean, why wouldn't you? To me, that's...
It says here that he's projected to sign a 5-year contract around $150 million.
Okay, do it.
Do it.
One of those two for $150 million, I'd do it.
Yeah, he made 27 last year, Bob.
What was his tell me what his numbers were last year.
It was a 2-year, $54 million
contract. Right, $27
million
a year.
And he had an opt-out.
What were his numbers? Because I know he had a tremendous batting average in addition to everything else.
Yeah, hit 272 and hit 38 bombs.
Ugh.
He drove in 126.
Right.
Bob, would you rather have one big signing or multiple smaller signings?
One big would help
me. One big, yeah.
If I could get an Alonso or a Schwarber in the middle of the lineup or beginning of the lineup, I would do it.
I'd like to trade Keller for a bat, a more... where you save money on the deal and then sign a big free agent. That's what I'd like to
do. I would do is trade Keller for Durant, and if you have to give up another prospect, so be it. I would sign Eugenio Suarez to be my third baseman.
It's another name that I've mentioned before, and I agree.
I'm glad you brought it up. What's his situation?
He's a free agent.
He had 50-plus home runs last year.
And I mean,
and they just gave Naylor all that money. I don't know if they're going to give him, too, that kind of money.
He's affordable because he's 34, 35. He's getting up there in age.
Well, give him 2 years then.
I'd be fine with a 3-year, $60 million deal for Eugenio Suarez. That's reasonable. It should be.
It's time to move on from McCutchen as well.
Yes. And if you get somebody to hit like Schwarber, then there's really no need, as unfortunate as that is.
Better a year too early than a year too late. It might already be a year too late. He hit .239 last year with a 700 OPS, .367 slug, the worst slugging percentage of his career. Come on.
Yeah, and they need an upgrade at the DH
spot. I love him as much as the next
person. Absolutely do.
You want to hear some other DHs? These were guys who were the team's primary DHs. You ready, Limits?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention Christian Yelich, Ohtani, or Kyle Schwarber. What's that, Bob?
Look at this. Is that the...
What is that, Bob?
That's the Macaroni Award.
Is that Bob?
What is that?
What is it? Andrew, get on the air for a second. What is that thing? He just walks in with a
macaroni statue. What is it?
Is it you, Bob?
Me?
It looks like you.
It's not me. What do you mean it looks like me? What is that?
That's our deranged listener, Eddie Spaghetti.
That is a Dom insult to me you just plopped. That looks like me?
It was his art project.
Eddie
he dedicated
Spaghetti.
That to the fan.
Who was he depicting?
Well, that big white ball with the screws on it is Mulsey.
Okay.
The two half circles with spaghetti with macaroni on them, those are both me. And if you look, there's little piercings on top.
Oh, yeah,
nails
that's creative.
I see the nails.
Those are your nipples.
Your nipples are
and then the guy cheering that says we're number one is Dorn. And the little minions next to him are Callis and Crowley. And then your names are on the other side of it.
Oh, I
and
see.
Special.
He wrote Pop and Joe in big letters and wrote Limits very small.
Well, that seems appropriate. Limits is a small
You'd
man.
Have to put that on a video here, Joe, because trying to...
A larger-than-life figure, but a small man.
He said it in a very threatening way to me that it needed to be put in studio, and based on the attention and... care he put into this, I felt like he was pretty serious.
Is that with like mac and cheese? Is that what those are? Little mac and cheese
macaroni
noodles?
Yeah, some paint was involved. Bob,
you want to hold it up, Joe?
No, I'll just keep it there. Based on my interaction, what's his name?
Eddie Spaghetti.
With Eddie Spaghetti, I would have brought it in too if he wanted me to. Yeah, I wouldn't want to defy.
He was wearing a Godfather hat and a Godfather sweater.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to.
That's
sell
all
a
you
pretty
needed to know, Andrew.
And he loves spaghetti. He's going to probably try to pry some of those noodles away and eat them.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Pony.
Sorry, but I was told
this was nice. Very special.
You did your job.
Bob, are you mad that you weren't depicted on the statue as the key figure?
Here it is. Can you see?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, take a look
on
the YouTube channel. There it is. Bob, hold it up.
It's going to be right over here.
All right. Yeah,
it
can have its own chair. There we go.
There it is. Put it down lower, Andy. Put it closer and lower so you can see the noodles and you see the piercings.
Check it out on our YouTube channel. Numbers are skyrocketing there. Limits, back to this. Thank you, Andrew. Back to this McCutchen comparison. You ready to go over the DHs, the primary DHs in the National League? Let's go. Yelich, Ohtani, Schwarber. Okay, not fair. Suzuki was the DH for 102 games in Chicago, 32 home runs. You guys know who the Cardinals' primary DH was? Limits? Wrong.
Was it Nolan Gorman?
Bob?
I don't remember.
Wrong. Ivan Herrera, 19 home runs and an .837 OPS. Josh Bell in Washington, 22 homers, .747 OPS. Marcell Ozuna in a down year, 21 homers, .756 OPS. I can keep going. The primary DH in San Diego, Gavin Sheets, 19 homers, .429 slug. Miami, Hernandez. Heriberto Hernandez. 784 OPS and only 256 at-bats. Almost every one of them outperformed McCutchen. What are we doing here? What are we doing? He's a legend. He is. He's a Pirate legend. It's time to move on. He can't play the field. He can't run anymore. And his hitting doesn't make up for that. I'm sorry. How am I wrong there?
You're not. And it's just because of the relationship that he has with the fan base and the organization and vice versa. I get all that, but it's business at some point. You have to make these tough decisions. They need upgraded numbers for a DH. If you're going to have a designated hitter, that person has to hit lots of home runs and drive in runs. That's simply what you need, and there are a lot of them available.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.